For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. For the second time in 2 years, the Eastern Kentucky University Center for the Arts is looking for a director. Deb Hoskins left this week. Here to talk about that and this weekend's other events is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. What's going on with the EKU Center for the Arts? Rich, why did they lose Deb Hoskins?
You know, that's still a real open question. And it was surprising in that when Deb Hoskins was brought into the center, it was with about as much ballyhoo as I've ever seen an arts administrator brought into a post. You got the feeling that the university and a lot of the community really felt like it was a coup to get her. She had spent 20 years over at the Norton Center for the Arts and had helped develop a real strong program over there. The feeling was she would bring the same thing to Eastern Kentucky University, and it looked like she had, but very quickly, from the outside looking in, she was gone. The university first made an effort to terminate her, and the board of the center opposed that. She eventually resigned early this week.
And it's certainly an awkward time as well, because the EKU Center for the Arts has not yet come out with its plan for the next season, for its second season.
Right. At a board meeting on Tuesday, Skip Daugherty said that who is kind of functioning right now overseeing the center while they try to find an interim director, said that there are contracts out that they're looking to book acts and hope to be able to announce a season here in the next few weeks.
And the ICTHU's Christian Music Festival is underway in Wilmore. It's had some fiscal troubles going into this event. How do they stand? How's their health these days?
Well, they ended last year's festival with a pretty dire pronouncement that if they did not sell their property over off of US 68 in Wilmore, hopefully to someone who would lease it back to them so they could continue to have the festival there. But they felt like they really needed to sell that property and get out from under the overhead it takes to maintain it to kind of right their fiscal ship. The property did not sell. They said they have generated quite a number of new donors and some new revenue that way, but they still, things are really tight.
One of the promises they've been making is to maintain the quality of the concerts. Have we seen any sort of cutbacks or any sort of degradation in that quality during this festival?
Not really. The way I tend to look at it is you've got kind of your regular acts that you expect to see there, but then there are, you know, you also want to have a few acts that don't come every year that kind of turn your head when you look at the schedule. And this year with some bands like Switchfoot, which was in on Wednesday night, acts like Red, you know, they sort of pop off the page and you know, make it a really interesting lineup. They're trying to generate revenue through other streams like donations, and then kind of an amusing one, they have a premium potty pass this year where if you want to avoid the porta potties, you can buy a $25 pass that will let you use one of these really deluxe portable bathrooms. That's been interesting, and they're trying to find other ways to drum up money so they don't have to raise ticket prices.
Well, Rich, hopefully this weekend you can stay out of the line.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. This weekend's events, they're outlined in the Lexington Herald. Go to the Weekender section of the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. They're also outlined online at weku.fm. Go to the calendar section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.